So many of us may know that Noah is often compared to other figures in Tanakh. Many compare Noah to Avram, and many note parallels between Noah and Moshe Rabbeinu. Noah and Moshe are compared in the Medrash. The Arizal, the Ari, compares Noah and Moshe really at length, even going so far as to argue that Moshe is a Gilgul, is a reincarnation of the soul of Noah, whatever it is that means. And many of the modern-day contemporary Mefarshim and Tanakh also point out all the similarities and the overlaps which take place between Noach and Moshe. We'll note a couple of them now just to frame the issue. Moshe, Noach is saved from water in the Teva. Moshe Rabbeinu is saved from water when he's a baby in the Teva. During Moshe, when he goes to Har Sinai, is there for 40 days and 40 nights. Noach, when Noach is in the Teva, so it's going to rain for 40 days. For 40 days and 40 nights. Both of them, Noach and Moshe, get a new kind of a bris. Both of them bring down Torah into the world. Sheva mitzvos b'nei Noach and Toras Moshe and Toras Moshe Avdi. There's a lot of similarities between the life of Moshe and the life of Noach. Part of what may point to the fact that in many ways their souls are rooted in the same place. This comparison can sometimes be used to note similarities between them, but sometimes similar circumstances really highlight a fundamental difference between Noach and Moshe Rabbeinu, and the one which is noted already by the Medrash a little bit, and Medrash in Devarim Rabbah, is the following difference. Moshe and Noach are both presented with a plan to wipe out people and have everything go through them. Noach is in this week's Parsha, Moshe Rabbeinu will be Parsha Kisisa, and Moshe Rabbeinu is told after Chet HaEgel, Hashem says, I'll wipe out Klal Yisrael and begin through you. Despite all these similarities, the reaction, l'chora, of Moshe and Noach appears to be very, very different. Noach does not appear to rebuke, to give tochacha, he does not appear to daven for the people of his generation, as opposed to Moshe Rabbeinu, which says, Mecheni na, mi sifracha, you know, wipe me out of your book, Hashem, if you're going to destroy the nation. I'm not interested in this at all. I don't want to have things built at all through me. And it's so strong that some of the Mekubal, I think it's in the Arizal, maybe in the Zohar already, point out that the waters of the Mei HaMabul are called the Mei Noach. Why are they called Mei Noach and Tanakh? Because Noach on some level bears a degree of responsibility. He didn't come along and daven for the people of his generation. Moshe Rabbeinu's greatest act of self-sacrifice when Hashem offers to create a new nation through him. So Moshe Rabbeinu responds with, Mecheni na mi sifracha. Mecheni, wipe me out of your sefer. Mecheni osios me Noach. That the ultimate act of Noach, sort of fixing things, in a certain sense of Moshe, fixing things comes through Noach. All of this parallel is undoubtedly intriguing, that Moshe and Noach were in similar situations, similar backgrounds, similar circumstances. And yet Moshe seems to daven. Moshe seems to take this in one direction. And yet Noach doesn't. Yet Noach doesn't. It's a similar comparison with Noach and Avram. Avram is hanefesh asher asu becharan, av hamon goyim, Avram megayir es ha'anashim. Avram in Parshas Lech Lecha is very much engaged and very much involved in spreading monotheism to others. But Noach not so much. Noach doesn't really seem to be. The question I want to speak about right now, there are a variety of mefarshim that critique Noach for this. A variety of mefarshim that point out, this is the Kishud Levi quoting the Arizal, that that's the reason why Moshe had to come back as like a Gilgul in a certain sense, as like a reincarnated soul of Noach, because Noach didn't accomplish the real mission, and therefore Noach, Moshe had to sort of come back. That's why some of the Mefarshim point out, Tzadok has just some others, that when Moshe is min ha-mayim mishisiyu, Moshe's coming from the Mayim. If you're really into Kabbalah, there are those that claim that Noach's soul left him after the Teva, and that soul came back, was in the Mayim, and it came back to Moshe Rabbeinu, min ha-mayim mishisiyu. Take it or leave it, depending on your own perspectives on things like that. The question I want to speak about is, I think, a fairly intriguing one in light of this, and the contrast highlights it, which is, why didn't Noach daven for the people of his generation? Why not? What exactly was it about Noach that led him to make the choice that he was not going to daven for the people of his door? So we're going to have four suggestions as to what led Noach to make this particular choice. I think that they're all, you know, a little bit intriguing. The first mahalach is to reject the question entirely. The Gemara Sanhedrin and Daf Kav Ches seems to imply, Kav Ches and Abayis, that Noach, in fact, did try. The Torah doesn't record it, But Noach did try to rebuke the generation. Noach did try to do what he could in order to be able to bring them back. But nevertheless, he wasn't successful. He wasn't successful. But it's not true. The Torah doesn't record it because it didn't ultimately matter. But Noach really did try his best. That's the first Mahalach. But Maisa, though, the simple Psalm Chumash is that that's not true. So the question is, why didn't he exactly? Why didn't he daven for them? Why didn't he do whatever he could to save the people of his generation? So the second Mahalach, I guess, is what the Medrash says in Devarim Rabbah. This Rav Lichtenstein once pointed out, although he preferred the last Mahalach that we're going to say, but the simple Lashon of the Medrash in Devarim Rabbah is that there is a conversation between Noach and Moshe Rabbeinu. And they're talking about this point in particular. The fact that Moshe was able to be there for the people of his door and Noach wasn't. And it sounds there as if Noach didn't even have the koach to do it. Meaning it wasn't that he didn't want to, he wasn't able to. Noach, for who he was not able to provide for others, to have that degree of self-sacrifice that Moshe Rabbeinu did. One way of saying it is that Noach's form of tzidkus was the tzidkus, as someone pointed out, of a survivor. He was able to withstand terrible things going on around him, and that same koach that allowed him to be a tzaddik, to withstand all the terrible things around him, is also what prevented him from having the kind of relationship with those around him that he would have been as focused on trying to help them and to focus. Noach needed to live on his own a little bit. He didn't have the koach to do so. So the first Mahalach, maybe Noach really did daven, maybe he did try to give him tochacha. The second one, Noach didn't even have the koach to be successful in this respect. It wasn't who he really was. For the person he had to be in his generation, he had to learn how to be a person which tuned out all that was around him, and that's that. The Arvei Nachal, Torah Chassidus, believe me, Aliyah, one of the early Chassidim, the Arvei Nachal has a bit of a different shot, where he suggests that maybe part of it was a difference really not in Moshe and Noach, and more in their respective generations. The generation of Moshe, despite Chet HaEgel, despite being that low place in the Midbar, that generation was able to still be worthy on some level of Moshe saving them. And Moshe davening for them and Moshe responding to bring them up. They were a door that was worthy of something. The door of Midbar. They saw Matan Torah. They were people that had reached certain spiritual heights. They were people that you could bring back in a certain sense. The door, however, of Noach was a door that was not Roy. It was not a door that was able to be fixed. And it wasn't the din in Noach. It was the generation. Had Moshe seen Noach's generation, Moshe wouldn't have been successful. And had Noach been in Moshe's generation, maybe Noach would have been successful. But it's not that Noach did and was unsuccessful, not that he wasn't able to, but rather it's that the generations, in fact, were a little bit different. I would maybe add, and you can take it or leave it, that part of what made Dor HaMidbar capable was they saw Maimon Har Sinai. People who have spiritual highs, so sometimes even if they fall, it's easier for them to get back. It's easier for them to bring them back to that place in a certain sense of Kedusha. The Dor HaMabul, which may have been Afilu Mitzchilasam, that may have been from their core, very, very problematic. So in that generation, especially to the extent to which they were engaging in problematic behavior, that may have been beyond what people could do, which is why there had to be a Mabul. The most standard approach, though, as to why it is, despite all these parallels between Noach and Moshe, and Moshe was able to respond one way and Noach not another way, wasn't that Noach was davening for them, nor was it that he wasn't capable, nor was it that the generations were different. But rather, and this Lichtenstein pushes, but I think it's implicit in many, many of the Mefarshim, maybe even in the Medrash itself, which is he just really didn't have the will. He didn't want to the same way. Noach, we know that Chazal sometimes critique. Noach was a tzaddik bidorosav, and for one day in Chazal, he was a tzaddik in that door. But Noach was not this like unbelievable tzaddik that would have been great even generation of Avram. He wasn't a figure on the Madrega of Moshe Rabbeinu. That's not who Noach really was. He was, in a certain sense, a little bit more limited in terms of who he, the kind of person that he was able to be. That being the case, Noach was, on some level, a little bit more self-centered. He was, on some level, a person that was not really where, you know, he wasn't bringing others back the same way. If Yishus Levi even describes it, there's two different kinds of tzaddikim. There are tzaddikim in this world who are very excited about things, but they're not there to bring other people closer. And there are higher level tzaddikim that are into bringing Jews a little bit closer. And part of the question of Noah may not have been one of capability. It may not have been one of the crowd he was given, but his own real desire to do whatever he could to bring people back. So we spoke about many of the parallels, and there are many more between Noah and Moshe. 40 days, teva, water, bris, a degree of bringing Torah to the world. All of those things are very much true, but an important difference. The Gemara's Sanhedrin difference is not that great. Moshe, Noah also tried. He wasn't successful like Moshe was, but Noah did try. Or, most likely, Noach really didn't daven for them. He didn't daven like other days in Chazal. So what exactly happened? So Noach, on some level, either didn't have the ability to, the generation wasn't worthy, or he himself didn't really want to. Certainly in some of the Torah of Kabbalah, it's a real critique of Noach. The May Noach, like we referenced earlier, of the Mechani, that they get called in reference to Noach, because Noach was a person that didn't do all he could to be able to help others, and undoubtedly a lot learned about what it means to really be a tzaddik, like the Avraham Avinu and the Moshe Rabbeinu, do whatever you can to help other people.